Okay, we're here towards the end of the second parak of Parak Beis of Hilchos Tshuva. So let's just jump right in. So yesterday we began discussing a little bit about this idea of mechila, that if a person wrongs someone else, then not only do they have to repent towards God, but they also have to ask the person for forgiveness. If they owe them, you know, if they stole money, they have to return that, and they also have to say, please forgive me for doing this terrible sin. And then we talked that there was a few different levels of appeasement, how much he has to, you know, push towards asking for forgiveness. But now we're going to speak from the other end today. So, Halacha Yud, Asur la'adam lehios achzari v'lo yis payis el yehi noach l'ertzos v'kashel echos. The Rambam says that it's forbidden for a person to be rude and insensitive and not easily appeased, and rather he should be easily appeased. If the guy says, I'm so sorry, then the person who was wronged should say that, you know, that's okay, and he should be hard to anger. The person who is being asked forgiveness from, he should just say, you know what, I understand everyone makes mistakes, it's okay, I totally forgive you, and don't worry about it. He says that if a person really even wrongs you horribly, let's say, you could imagine, you know, there are terrible things that people could do to other people, and if the person comes to ask for forgiveness, then says the Rambam, really you should just forgive them. That's it, as simple as that. Why? Because this is the way of the Jewish people, he says. Right? The Jewish people have hearts of gold. We're just kind people, and part of what it means to be a Jewish person, it means that you're easily able to forgive someone who wronged you even terribly. He says, says the other nations of the world are not like this, that if you wrong someone from another nation, then they kind of just hold a grudge forever. Givonim, right? The Givonites that are not described nicely in Tanakh, they are like this. Lefi shalom machlo alonis paisu. Since they were not able to ever really truly forgive when they were wronged, the pasuk says v'hagivonim lo b'mnei Yisrael hima. They're said to not be part of the Jewish people. The reason why, says the Rambam, is because they never were able to forgive. If they would have been able to forgive, then maybe they would have really actually been part of the Jewish nation. But that's how serious it is to be a Jewish person. It means that you're able to forgive. Again, it's not always so easy. And to say, you know, the Rambam uses the language of forbidden, that it is forbidden to not forgive someone. But again, there are obviously, we are human, and we should try to forgive people who have wronged us, but it's not always so simple. Halach Yud Aleph, and the end of Perek Beis, Hachote l'chaveru umis chaveru. So this is an interesting situation. Let's say a person wronged his fellow man, but the person passed away. Umis chaveru. Kodem shivakish mechila. Before he actually had the opportunity to ask mechila from him. Well, then even if he has the best kavan on Yom Kippur, or no matter what, Hashem won't be able to forgive him because this guy hasn't forgiven him. But what do you know? The guy's not alive anymore. So what do you do? So says the Rambam, Mevi asara b'nei adam u'ma midin al kivro. You should take a minion, take 10 guys, and have them stand around the graveside, around his grave. V'yomer b'fneim, you should say in front of them, Chatasi l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael u'leploni ze shekach v'kach chasidi lo. You should say that I sinned against God and I sinned against this person, and here is actually what I did to him. Here are all the terrible things that I did to this person. V'im hayach chayav lo mamon yachzir liyorsham. So not only do you have to confess, but if you did, you know, do something like stealing their money or whatever, stealing this person's money, whatever it might be, then you actually have to give the money to his heirs, right? He left over a couple of children or left over some people who should have gotten that money, so you have to pay them back. And then he concludes, Lohi ayodzea lo yorshim, but let's say you didn't know who his heirs were, well, you're not off the hook yet. Yen yichenu bebeisdin, you have to leave it in the beisdin of the town. And then you have to also confess to the beisdin all the terrible things that you did to this person. So again, in general, being on the other side of things, right? Normally when we talk about tshuva, we talk about ourselves, the sins that we've done, but being on the other side as well, part of the whole tshuva process as well is realizing that not only have we sinned, but people have probably likely sinned against us or maybe have wronged us, and part of being a real Baal tshuva, truly returning to God during this time period, is being able to forgive even that which feels absolutely unforgivable. Okay, well, stop right